Hello, my name is Ann Hill, and I'll be presenting on a portion of this presentation entitled Practice-Based Learning Model in Leadership and MCH for Rocky Mountain Public Health Professionals. Douglas Tarrin will also be taking over the second part of this presentation. And prior to beginning, I do want to acknowledge two of the other authors on this presentation who are here in the audience today, both Rhonda Johnson and Richard Roberts, and thank you for being here. So we have no conflicts of interest or financial conflicts of interest. We're going to address in this presentation three objectives, primarily looking at the different conditions that justify an effort to develop a continuing education program in the Rocky Mountain region. We'll also talk about how this consortium that was created enhanced partnerships among a multitude of different groups and agencies within the region. And then lastly, we'll talk about how programs within the consortium actually enhanced leadership and public health capabilities among those who participated. So this is the Rocky Mountain region, and I will say that it encompasses the six states here on the graph, but also, as you will see later on, the consortium that we talk about actually includes a number of other states in the Southwest and West, as well as in Alaska. So this is only a portion of the groups that we'll be chatting about. Characteristics of the region. Indeed, it is a place, a vacation spot for so many. We enjoy the outdoor activities, the cultural activities, whether you go there for hiking or skiing, but there are also a number of health problems that exist in the area. Some of the states and the region itself have health problems with rates that are far above the national average, and they run the gamut, whether or not it's childhood obesity, teenage suicide, drug abuse, all the way to STI rates as well as infant mortality. And it can be, as I said beforehand, some of the states are sort of above the national average, and in other cases it's the entire region. For our healthcare professionals in the area, the region is vast. It's huge. The states are larger than most of the East Coast states themselves. And so there are large distances between where providers live and work and where patients live and work. And so having to get to providers can be very difficult. In some cases, the roads are treacherous and the terrain is very difficult. In Arizona, northern Arizona, for example, they have, like, in the rainy seasons, if you have back roads, it's very muddy and hard to get through. And in Colorado, during the snow season, some of the passes are totally blocked by snow. So trying to get to providers can be very difficult. In other cases, healthcare professionals and MCH professionals work in relative isolation, especially in those rural and frontier areas where they may not be able to, to have contact with their peers to discuss issues that they're dealing with. There is, at the time, actually now it's changed, but there was definitely a lack of undergraduate and graduate education in maternal and child health. And this, of course, now has changed. Arizona, the University of Arizona, in 1998 established a MCH concentration, and in 2003 the college was then accredited with the MCH concentration. Our professionals also are paid low as compared to the national average, and there are few financial aids that are available for them if they want to continue and have other types of education or potentially go on for further graduate research. So let's talk a little bit about the beginnings of the Rocky Mountain Public Health Education Consortium, or RMPHEC, or the consortium. I'll probably, keep it condensed to the consortium. In 1997, the University of New Mexico was approached by the HRSA MCH consultant, talking to them about, well, I think that there really is a need, indeed, for some type of regional MCH educational program. And so HRSA then provided the University of New Mexico with a two-year grant to host a number of regional leadership conferences. The first conference was held in 1998 in Albuquerque. About 91 participants came from 12 states as well as tribal areas. And the results were amazing, of course. That it was shown that there was definitely a need for more technical assistance in the area. There was a need for a regional network of people where they could actually talk and discuss and share information. And there was a need for a regional educational program that focused on public health and MCH. Later in that year, they actually did a public health assessment, which again justified the need, it sort of tested that need for a regional MCH program. And within that same year, the Rocky Mountain Public Health Education Consortium was established. So what is this consortium? What is the RMPHEC? It's a collaboration among Masters of Public Health and graduate programs in the Four Corner States, frontier communities in the Southwest and West, and the region's MCH practice community. As I said beforehand, this is a group of a multitude of different people. It includes both the academic organizations, but also state health departments and local governments, as well as those who are interested in maternal and child health. And the mission of the RMPHEC is to improve the health status of and eliminate health disparities among women, children, and families, including those with special health care needs. So how is what is the structure of the consortium? Indeed, it's what we like to think of it as it's a virtual consortium. It's not necessarily a set entity, but what we have is an executive director who organizes the day-to-day activities and sort of provides information on the consortium to the membership. There is an advisory committee, the steering committee, which is made up of the consortium membership, and that includes like groups from tribal areas as well as the state health department representatives, local health department representatives, as well as the academics. And from that steering committee, there is a smaller advisory group called the executive committee. They meet about once a month over conference calls and talk about what is the best way to steer the consortium. What are, you know, ways, how can we improve the consortium's curriculum, programs, activities, as well as distance-based learning. So, as I stated beforehand, the consortium is made up of more than just those six Rocky Mountain states and includes actually 10 state participants, with those Oklahoma as well as Alaska, and then those of the states of the Southwest and West. So, how does the Rocky Mountain Public Health Education Consortium enhance partnerships among its entities, among the members? And really, it is a venue for partners to come together and share information, to also provide information. There's a lot of collaboration that goes on regarding grants as well as different programs. In fact, in this past year, we were able to organize different academic groups as well as state health partners to write up a grant that was going to attempt to improve distance-based learning among MCH professionals. They also, there is an integration among all of these different entities who may not always necessarily participate or talk to one another, so you have the discussions that are going on among your academic professionals as well as those with the state health representatives, local groups, and tribal organizations. So I'm now going to turn it over to Douglas Tarrant.
What I want to try to do is just to present some of the activities the consortium does and give you some data about who's been participating. Our consortium has annual meetings. We usually meet, as a matter of fact, we met last week just before APHA. And these annual meetings talk about, again, a planning committee. We also have a consortium institute that we have every year. You see that under the distance learning. We try to do assessments every year. We develop a series of, through grants from HRSA, a series of distance learning classes, some on substance abuse, fostering MCH leadership through distance education. Our institute is every year. We're now in our ninth year, I think, of our institute. And we developed a certificate program, which is a post-bachelor's certificate program in maternal and child health, which I'll talk more about in a moment. The MCH Institutes first started off in Durango, Colorado, and if you know the Southwest, it happens to be very close to the Four Corners area. So one reason we chose Durango was that it was considered in-state travel for people from New Mexico and Arizona. Unfortunately, it wasn't considered in-state for people from Utah. We ran these institutes, like I said, for the last almost 10 years now, and we've had over 400 participants. Many of the original institutes all use problem-based learning strategies. We've always had, when we teach a part of the institute, a session, we always included a academic faculty member along with a public health practitioner. So these were always team-taught courses through the MCH Institute, which really was able to bring together the theoretical and the applied parts of any type of topic, whether it be teenage pregnancy, substance abuse, healthcare systems change. And also by having these teams work together, it really helped build these linkages among the practitioners and the academic organizations in the Southwest. And you can see those who participated in the summer institutes were from all the states around the West. And so we got people from, again, 3% from Alaska, 23% from Arizona, 26% from Utah, 16% from Colorado. Since the first four, or I think I guess the first four institutes were in Durango, we've also held them in Salt Lake City, in Tucson, Arizona. And in the last couple years, we have linked our summer institute with other activities in the Southwest. So we've been with the Wyoming-Colorado Public Health Association. They meet as a joint two-state association meeting every couple years. And this past year, our institute was in conjunction with CityMatch, which is a national organization for maternal and child health in urban settings. The MCH certificate program uses these institutes as its foundation. It's a 12 graduate credit program. Students come in, they attend one institute to start off their certificate program. During that institute, there's lots of self-reflection planning, career planning, there's lots of leadership development. And then they attend these sessions based on what they want to do within their career. So once they've taken a look at where they want to go in their MCH career, then if they're at the Summer Institute or at a Public Health Association meeting, they can pick the sessions that will help them advance their career based on some self-reflection first. After the Institute, they go back to their sites, wherever they're living in the South, in the Rocky Mountains. They identify a course, a three-unit graduate course that also meets their career goals. This is supported by the certificate program. And it could be in their own state. It could be distance learning. It could be hopefully at their state institution. And they do a one-year practicum project that is part of their, usually at their work site, but something different than what they would do for their regular job. And then they come back for the second MCH Institute, where they have to give a presentation on what they did with their practicum. They attend the classes again, and they also reflect on a implementation plan of what do they want to accomplish over the next 6 months. And so really, they don't even complete their certificate program until 6 months after they finish their last course, because what we do then is, after 6 months after they've finished all their requirements, we go back and we ask them, how have you done towards meeting your implementation plan? So they have one last piece they have to really reflect on and say, okay, I did the certificate program. Now, how is this going to help me change my life and move my career forward? And also, hopefully, help the states where they are working. We've had 65 students so far in the certificate program. They represent the 9 states that are presented on the slide. In addition to trying to just have the certificate program, we try to measure the assessments. We try to measure the impact that these programs have had. We've done this by doing our regional assessments, by giving questionnaires out to those who have graduated from the program, and we've done surveys of people who've attended the summer institutes. And you can see here you have pictures of our students presenting their poster presentations. This was at the joint conference of the Wyoming-Colorado Public Health Association meeting. So these regional assessments are done, again, almost every other year. In 2003, the themes were, the highlights of this assessment were people need more information on budgeting and funding, learning how to do program and policy change, defending public health and promotion, and marketing. In the 2007 assessment, the highlights were people wanted more on the fundamentals of public health, fundamentals of maternal and child health, interdisciplinary and collaborative leadership training, and management practices. So you see there's a lot of theme here of leadership and management and being the program coordinators for their programs that they work at in different states. The MCH Institute, we've had, again, it's gone from 99 to 2000 where there's lots of networking opportunities. In 2007, we had interactions with peers, faculty, other public health professionals. And we've also even created these learning communities during our summer institutes where practitioners and faculty members come together and they have discussions about specific areas that they're interested in. This is a discussion of what happens at the end of each day where after people have gone to their sessions, they've listened to what's going on through like an APHA-type meeting, then come back and then reflect on what did you hear during that day and share information with each other. And so it's not just going to a session and then walking away. It's actually going to that session and then talking about that session with other people who may not have attended the session, but it gives people the chance to really internalize what they were attending. Our summer institutes, it might be a little hard to read all these types of headings, but in general, this is going over the years of the institute. The scale is from worst to best, so what you're going to see is you're going to see a downward trend, which means things were getting better. I would recommend this institute to others. The institute met its stated goals. This is on a linear scale where 3 was it meets my expectations, 2 was it exceeds, and 1 where it far exceeds. I like to attend another institute. All things considered, the institute met my goals, or at least met my expectations. What's interesting is AMCHIP, the Associations of Maternal and Child Health Programs, just released a report, a preliminary report this week, which is showing that the preferred method of training for people across the U.S. is really going to be short courses and mixed model courses, similar to what we're having in the consortium. We also did a survey of all our former certificate trainees who have graduated from the program. We got 89% response rate. It was basically 8 simple questions, which helps the response rate because it's short. And 84% of the trainees still work in maternal and child health, which we're pleased to hear. They have nursing, public management, supervisory roles. At the outset of our study or our program, we had a goal of that 20% would go on to get a graduate degree, because these are people already working in public health in very distance areas, Helena, Montana, out in different parts of Colorado, where they don't have lots of access to graduate programs. So we thought 20% would be good. We have 36% who have pursued or are pursuing graduate education, including a MPH, DRPHs, Masters of Public Administration. We have one person that's now in medical school. And so we think that this is really a springboard for people to get more education and to help them find new jobs. The regional impact is by the surveys that we present, our communications. We're sharing opportunities to rural and frontier areas. The regional impact is learning fundamentals of public health and MCH for a much broader group of people where there aren't MCH training programs. There are not programs in Idaho and Montana and Wyoming in maternal and child health. So this is an opportunity by working with people in all the states to provide that type of training. And we're responding to continuing education needs. And these are the needs that the MCH professionals say that they want. Because of our needs assessments every year, we respond to them about what should be the sessions, the topics this year. And so we don't really know. We really do our training on very short timelines. We have, the capacities with tribes and regional and state. We're building confidence and research and communications among the different groups. And we're just really creating this cadre of public health workers in the region. And this program, this presentation was developed by the co-authors. Joyce Devaney is our executive director of the consortium. We also have a paper that was just released on Monday in the MCH Journal. It's online now. And it really shows who are all the partners in our program, including those in all the different states and the state health offices, and recognizes the tribal contributions that we've had. And we have our website, it's rmphec.org, if you want to learn more about the organization. Thank you.